Page 5. Page 5 of 19. Place. Also, upper three voices, we kind of peck at it, and there's not necessarily always real pitch. Do, 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 do. No pecking, okay? One, two, ready, and. Remember that they are just quarter notes on the first half, but then when we get to the next section, the key change, it's long and connected. Good, let's start the key change, 86. The connection between the upper three voices on the first two do's right there. Okay? Again, 86. One, two, three, and. Good. Now I'll go back to 82, please. Still slow down tempo. One, two, ready, and. Previous key. One, two, one, and go. That's getting cleaner. Now, can we work our way into it? We will start with the basses at 78. Bass begin. Yeah, but okay. Ready? Again. Sorry about that. Let's do it one more time, please. One and a two, same spot, bass, go.
Say along with me, tenor.
Here we go,
and sing.
again. One, two, ready, and go. Of vowel issues, and it's all because we close to the ending consonants, especially those L's. That cows have four stomachs. All right. Again. One, two, again, and go. I'm using very weird words. Okay. If a choir, slow, but still with intensity. Ready? Three voices and basses right away. Bring it up. Doom, doo, doo, doom. Don't be scared about it. GP, grand pause. Okay, that's it's a real musical term. Grand pause. It means a very, very elongated bunch of silence. It's comedic effect right there. Okay. That was not bad. We did much, much, much better in the If a Choir Sings in the Hall stuff. Okay? We almost kept the L out of the word hall. Okay? Almost. We were very close. We could do a little bit better with that. Do you all put a little pitched in front of the D? Do they make it almost sounds like a T. Do they make a sound? Put it in before it. Do. Right? Back to if. Two. ready? Yeah. We lost the baritones there for a minute. We didn't have any thirds of the chord. Here's the baritone. One, two, ready, and go. Bass Barry. One, two, bass Barry, and go. In the leads. Ready and go. Torsando piano crescendo, that'd be great. Okay. Masks. For right now, just have it in your right hand. Down here. Okay. Remember, and we'll do this for Robert's benefit, this is going back to measure 67. It will be in your pocket, but at 67, that's when you all need to kind of get it out of your pocket and into your right hand. And we sing, stay at home to stop the spread, two layers of masks upon my head. And then, right? So, here we go. Bases. One, two, a bass and go.
Stay home. Stay at home to stop the spread. Two layers of masks upon my head.
Back to stay at home to stop the spread. Clean it up. Gotta know our pitches. That's the bass. That's also the lead. Barry, start there. Dinner. One, two, again, and go. And down. Okay, except for the basses, obviously, which have to take it off right away. Everyone else, you take your mask off. Right when I yelled, now. Okay. Can I hear? Yeah, right away. Right when you do your first doom, doo doo doom. Can I hear, please, stay at home. One and a two and a ready and go. Good. So even though we can't understand the words, we still have to have pitch behind it. Pitch, right? Bases, stay at home to stop the spread. One and a two and a bass and go. Good. And make it a piece of choreography. Then it goes doom, 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 doom. Bring it down like you've got purpose behind it. Okay. Stay at home. Tenors, stay at home to stop the spread. To do pitch in the staccato stuff. Basses, one and a two, ready and go. Hold the first pitch. Good. Upper three voices. Stop and hold your first do pitch when we get there. One and a two and a bass begin. feeling, right? Okay, doom to doom. One and a two and a ready and go.
Doom, 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 doom.
Let's get prior and tempo. One and a two and a get and go. Can we start the kick line? One, you step down first with your right foot. One, two, ready, and go.
Harmony delegations, first life show.
Yeah, okay. We kind of know what we're doing. Now, the other little bit of choreography that we haven't looked at is all the way back at measure 39. Not a big thing, but there's four steps in there, right left, right left. Okay? So when we do this, and when we do this here in a second, I would like us all to kind of stand so that we can practice doing this. Front row peeps, your four steps are going towards the audience at an angle. So when you do your right left, you're going this way towards the edge of the stage. People that are on the first bit of riser, I'm sorry, okay, you're going to the sides and just kind of stepping down this way. So they're going up, and you're just going to kind of go where they were. Okay? And if you're in the back row, you're actually just going to take a step. You're going to go right, left, down one step, right, left, down another step, kind of traveling towards the side as you do this. So back row, you're going to go right, left, right, left. Okay, now, I'm going to go in tempo. Practice going where you think you're supposed to go right now. If you are in the center, you don't move much. You kind of just stay there. It's everyone else that's spreading away from you, center piece. Okay? So, we're going to go really slow. No accidents. Okay? Watch where you're going. If there's stuff on the risers, like coats or water bottles, maybe a tidy your area real fast. Okay. Here we go. We're just going to take four steps. One, and two, and ready, and go, and one, and two, and three, and four. And we want to have spread as far out as possible. Yeah, oh yeah, you got it. I'm sorry. Yes, you're going away from the center. Sorry. That was not clear. I'm trying to go away and spread. Come back. Muppet. Five. Six, ready, step right, go right and left, right and stop. Then the basses go, tenor section, can you hear me now?
What?
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
Huh?
And then we walk back.
spread apart. So ready to step on your right foot. Here we go. One and a two and a here we go. Step right, left, right, left. Tenor second. Only take four steps. And no matter where you are, it must be perfectly still on that final step. So you go right, left, right. You must stop, no matter what. Because there can't be any movement after that. Cool? Do it again. It's a good effect. Yep. Here we go. Five, six, again, and go. Step right, left, right, left.
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
What?
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
I think we're actually in this key. Okay, so let's go back and we'll go a little faster this time. Thanks for playing along. Here we go. One, two, here we go. Step right, left, right, left.
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
What?
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
Okay, good. So the first one, I want it to sound like you're in some cavern 50 miles away. So the first one is, what? Or, huh? The first one is what? Is what?
What?
First one is what?
What?
Just teeny tiny, but it has to be in tempo.
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
What?
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
Huh? And that's the, huh? Honey, what? Help, the phone can't get up. All right, go back. So this is the walking tempo. Now, what happens, we have two measures of looky-looky at one another, like I am uncomfortable because I'm standing way too close to you. That is the impetus to move. So we got one, two, three, four, walk, 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 walk.
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
There's a, two measures of rest in there when we walk back. So tenor section, can you hear me now? What? Tenor section, can you hear me now? Huh? Walk, 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 walk.
Doom, 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 doom.
Now, just like the walk out, I like it. It could be really clean and just four steps. One, two, three, I'm back. Okay? So look around comfortably. I'm going to give you five, six, seven, eight, and then we look. Okay? Here we go. Five, six, ready, and look. One, two, looky, look, and a walk. Okay, stop, 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 stop. Okay, again. Thank you. I'm going to count. Five, six, seven, eight. Then you look. Then we walk. Okay, five, six, ready with looks. One, two, three, go. Right, left, right, left.
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
Huh?
Tenor section, can you hear me now?
Oh, walk. Two, three, four.
Doom, 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 COVID-19.
Good. Now, look in the music where we are so that we understand what's happening. We are at measure 48. This has a long do at the end of this basses. Can I hear tenors, please, singing their COVID? One, two, tenors, and go.
Please don't make me sing in my face mask. COVID, COVID, COVID-19. Numbers is all we ask.
Okay, everyone singing COVID. One and a two and a here we go. Yeah, but you gotta get that K sound on the ask. What did we say last week? Get the ass out of there, right? Get your ass out of there. All right. Again, COVID. One, two, one, two, three.
COVID, COVID, COVID-19.
Stuff that needs a little finessing, but I want to get continuity now. Be ready. One, two, three, and go.
Overanimated faces. paces. Okay, something that's not just doom, 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 something. Make it up, but I need to see that there's spatial involvement. So when you come in with your booze, it has to be this on a painting couch.
Energy into it, you almost went sharp. Keep that up. One, a two, a hit, and go.
And actually, I'd like us all to do a something. A whoa. Whoa, or there has to be a woe is me pose. Nice. Okay. What do you want?
We do have actors.
What do you want the non-singer to do while the bass is playing?
Oh, this should be. Okay. Sweeney Todd eyes. We got a one and a two.
Sorry, we just did one of these.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. One, a two. One and a two, and here we go.
Hear the choir sings in the
to look this way. I got a stick of my British father.
Done. Again, ready and go.
If a choir sings in the hall,
this is very deep philosophical stuff.
Without an audience at all, do they make a sound?
Anticipating, but I think that was good for us.
My challenge is, we do this again next week, one more week, and then I don't know what the date is, March 7th, 8th, whatever that Monday is. Whatever that Monday is, I want this to be ready to be recorded. Okay? Now, we need to find ourselves a venue to do the recording.
Yeah.
Okay, Eldon, would you put a little to-do on yours? Reach out to Brett and figure out if either that Monday or like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something like that.
It'll have to be a Tuesday because their ensemble will be Tuesday.
Okay, so they don't, can't do Mondays? Okay. Take the week of whatever that is, the second week of March. Okay, look at your calendars. Try to just block out some time. Because I want to get into the space where we're actually going to perform it. I want us to be in our tuxedos. We're actually going to record this as if it were a performance, because it is. We're going to have multiple camera angles. We're going to put together a nice little music video of this. We're sending it to another person. We're hoping that she gives us a little shout out. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right? And also we can use it as promotional materials for the upcoming show and that kind of stuff. Hopefully our promotional materials have Dolly Parton saying, you guys need to come see it the 75th season of the Harmony Delegation.
Because isn't that what she usually does? Okay.
She was in the Super Bowl last year.
I know!
That was
T-Mobile!
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, I have to get something off my chest, and she pulls the phone.
We're at least as good as T-Mobile.
Right?